him. It ain't enough to be his keeper, be his brother, be his sister. And so while we're discussing a misguided missile over here in the house, what about Hell Chaparral? This is not the political center, it's the moral center. During slavery time, the right wing said they are our property. Treat them as you want to treat them. The left wing said, be humane to them. The political was somewhere between be humane and be mean. John Brown says, in it all, there's a moral center, not a political. We want the moral center. A woman's right to self-determination is the moral center. Public accommodations are not left-wing. The right to vote is not left-wing. A place to sleep at night is not left-wing. That is the moral center. People should have the same insurance policy that the Congress has. How are you going to be all for and by the people and have more than what the people have? We cannot pay for them to have more than what we have. Let's do the right thing. Insurance companies rationing insurance based upon your sickness and your wealth. The public option is a compromise from single payer. We can't go any further than that. So we want public option. Let me tell you what that means. It means that if you have UPS and FedEx delivering mail, the post office and internet is a public option. If you didn't have the post office and internet, you couldn't stop the price of FedEx and UPS. The post office is a public option. You cannot negotiate the price of medicine down unless you have the power to negotiate. Discussing Mr. Wilson is a diversion. Say, poverty is real. 85% of children in Chicago go to school with a full lunch every day and no breakfast or lunch at night. Increasing numbers of employment among unemployed among their parents, and for many of them, going to jail is a step up because at least in jail they have three meals a day and some places sleep at night and no drive-by shootings. Poverty is real. Welfare to work, we want that, but to go from welfare to work, you got to have of transportation, daycare, a job, and job training. See, poverty is real. Our character is measured by how we treat the least of these. Not how we bow to the powerful, how we treat the least of these. School truancy is real. Some kids will not go across the gang line and get shot. Truancy is real. Shootings in the cities are real. We've lost more kids in Chicago this year than we lost in Iraq or in Kabul, Afghanistan. 41 kids killed in Chicago last year, and you had the school officials hypocritically, legally hyping grades, and nobody's been indicted? You mean the school teachers were ordered to put grades that did not exist? Those kids were lied to. Lied on and then couldn't finish college because they never had the right grades. Who's paying the price for that? High graduation, low information. Low graduation, jail the school pipeline. Job loss. We've lost 8 million jobs in the last 18 months. While we're stimulating the banks, we're hemorrhaging at the bottom. 4.5 million homes in foreclosure. Real. 20 million on the wall, the real. Expanding the wall, real. It's time to change. Time to hope, time to march. Someone said to me that you know that he didn't say he was lying until he said immigrants wouldn't get no health care. Well, immigrants ought to get health care. If we're going to get biblical on it, but there is a story about the Good Samaritan and the man got robbed because he had not fixed the infrastructure.